Robert Zapato was studying to be an architect when his friends convinced him to try stand-up comedy. Now, almost two decades later, the LA-based comedian uses physical comedy and playful humor to appeal to a mass audience. He spoke with Taylor Haney about what he does to avoid being stereotyped.
So what was like the moment that you really knew that you had to be a comedian?
The first time I went up at an actual comedy club, not knowing how the system works, and it was an open mic night. Pay the $5, you get your orange juice or whatever you want to drink. And so I'm like, oh, cool, we have a crowd. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, and they're all comedians. And I had them all laughing. That's when everybody was like, dude, you got to come do my room. And here I am 17 years later still going at it.
My name is Robert Zapato.
So you do this bit on your name.
My American name is Bob Shu.
The reason why I created that bit is to try to expand myself as a comedian. It's unfortunate that nowadays people stereotype and people put people in boxes based off their perception of what they look like. So I was trying to break that.
Doesn't that mean shoe? No, it doesn't mean shoe. Zapato is a shoe. Zapato is a high heel.
That was my thought process in trying to relate with everybody and allow non-Hispanic people to be a part of my material. I don't want to be just like, my whole crowd is all Hispanic people. Before I used to say, yeah, even Hispanic people are like, doesn't that mean shoe? I mean, aren't you Mexican? Don't you know Spanish? No, I don't speak Spanish. Suburban, you know, soccer mom. Hola, ¿cómo estás? You know, like, oh, you're talking to me in Spanish? You know, sí. ¿Por qué no hablas español? I'm like, no, I don't speak Spanish. You know, it's like, how is this happening?
How does immigration reform figure into your comedy?
It'll help me learn. You know, because now it'll make me more aware of what's going on.
You mean starting to do comedy on that?
Yeah, comedy on that. You know, that's one thing as a comedian, like I've yet to hit the political part. Political humor, you have to really be on top of your game. You got to know what you're talking about. You got to know all the angles. And that's my next step in my comedy career. Because I think that's, I've noticed that every comedian who's actually touched on politics, they've excelled because now they go, oh, hey, this guy's the thinker. He's smart. You know, he's not just pulling from his family. He's actually going outside of his family. Because in my baby, he's half white, half Mexican. So it's like it's going to be interesting for him. You know, how is he going to be raised? You know, like, what side is he going to take? And we're going to make sure that he knows it all. You know, I'm going to make him well rounded.
You are about to be, or maybe already are, a father.
I'm about to be, like, any second. Yeah. Today, tomorrow, who knows? It could happen right now. You know what I mean?
This might be a stretch, but how do you think that'll change your comedy?
It's going to change it a lot. Not that it'll change me as a person, but I'll have more material because it means more. That's why in our business, it takes a long time to get established because in the beginning, you're just cranking out jokes, you're being funny, but it's not coming from within your core. They always say overnight success in Hollywood is 10 years because that first 10 years, you're just trying to figure out who you are as a person. And then by the 10th year, you kind of know, okay, this is who I am. This is what I'm about. And now you can kind of create that foundation and your feet stay planted.
That was comedian Robert Zapato. And thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you, Taylor. I appreciate it.
Listen to the entire piece on ARN's Interviews podcast, Match Volume.